A comparative study of the female voice in the poetry of marginalized people from the Global South by Ashwani Kumar. Abstract. This article delves into the authentic experiences of Afro-Caribbeans in the Hispanic Caribbean and Dalits in India, whose voices have risen as marginal literature on the global surface. The strictures of socioeconomic, cultural, and political oppression that define their identities in their respective societies are examined, highlighting the protest poetry of Nancy Morajan and Excelia Saldana in the Hispanic Caribbean, and Sushila Thakapore, Nirmala Pudal, and Anita Bharti in India. These poets shed light on the discrimination based on race and caste that complicate the lives of those who are marginalized. The oppression faced by Afro-Caribbean and Dalit women is explored, using the theory of five faces of oppression to theorize the problem. This theory, posited by Iris Marion Young, includes exploitation, marginalization, powerlessness, cultural imperialism, and violence. The article also delves into the debate between Gayatri Chakravorty Spivak and Roberto Fernandez Ridamar Caliban about whether the subaltern can speak and how they can acquire their own voice. Ridamar's book, Caliban and Other Essays, 1979, provides a response to Spivak's argument about how the subaltern can use language to acquire a voice.